Tomorrow marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Earlier today, I spoke with David Citrom, a professor of history at Mount Holyoke College. He studies the JFK administration, and we discussed how Kennedy evolved during his presidency.
I think the Kennedy of 1963 is quite different than the Kennedy of 1960.
How so?
In terms of domestic policy, Kennedy and his brother, Robert, who of course was Attorney General, were more or less forced to deal with the civil rights movement, the civil rights struggle. When they took office, they were very diffident about it. They were not really that concerned with it. They were much more focused on foreign policy. And I think this is a good example of how social movements can force political leaders into positions that they otherwise would not have taken. So in the spring of 1961, for example, when the Freedom Rides get going, the Kennedy administration actively opposed the Freedom Rides, tried to have them stopped. When you read about the March on Washington in 1963, they were not happy about that either. But I think the force of the movement and the embarrassment that a lot of these images were causing the United States abroad, I mean, these photographs and stories about buses being bombed during the Freedom Rides and the violence that attended things like James Meredith's attempt to integrate the University of Mississippi, and the general sort of image that being projected, particularly to the Third World, was a big problem for the Kennedys in terms of their Cold War agenda. And so they were more or less forced to deal with civil rights as a result of the upsurge of grassroots activism here, and the fear that the United States was going to really have a black eye in terms of the image around the world, particularly in the emerging nations of Africa and Asia.
What do you think President Kennedy's legacy should be?
I think Kennedy's legacy should be the idea that presidents evolve in office, that presidents have to respond to the force of events, whether it's social movements at home or international crises abroad. And we tend to forget that this is the case. I mean, I make the analogy with Abraham Lincoln. I'm not trying to argue that Kennedy is of the same stature as Lincoln, but if you look at Lincoln in 1860 and you look at Lincoln in 1865, you can see a man who clearly evolved in his thinking, particularly about the abolition of slavery, black citizenship, the blacks in the army, all that sort of stuff. No one could have predicted that. But, of course, the Civil War changed everything. And I think there's a parallel with JFK, as I said before, that when you look at the speech that Kennedy gave in June of 1963 about the civil rights struggle and talking about the moral imperative of civil rights and introducing legislation and so on, it's clear that he was a guy that changed, that evolved. And that, to me, is really the most important legacy of JFK, the growth in office. Someone who really began to care about certain things that perhaps he didn't care about as much when he first came into power.
Okay, I've been here with Daniel Citrom, a professor of history at Mount Holyoke College. Thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Have a good day. If you'd like to hear more of my discussion with Professor Citrom, visit AnnenbergRadio.org.